rap the rest. I thought. Jobber Nation, welcome to another rendition of the Jobber Tears Podcast. As always, I'm Janelle from HR here with Sir Wilkins and Mr. Black.
Before we start, prayers out to the families of who are affected by those mass shootings. Anyone, you know, just anyone who got kids, man.
Yeah, hug them tighter. Man. Just
give them a kiss on the cheek for Sir Wilkins, man.
Adults, everyone. I was telling, it was crazy because at this point, it's like you worry more about a decision of my body versus protecting the children. There's a disconnect for me on that. So Uncle Joey and everybody got to get it together because this is just, it's the same thing over and over. It's a recycle. It's a nasty cycle in the history of our country. So once again,
nasty.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying it's nasty. So it's freak nasty.
I wouldn't go that route, I was like, what? But yes, once again, anyone affected in the tragic mass shooting out in Texas, 250 miles, I believe, west of Houston, right near San Antonio. So it's wild times we're living in. Wild, wild west, it feels like, half the time. Can't get on a train. Can't go to school. What can I do?
Right.
We're in the multiverse. So what happened was, I'm going to go back to this again. Nobody wants to listen to me when I say this. Those standing brooms opened up a verse. It's like a low. Anybody see Loki?
No.
You saw Loki?
Of course I did.
So remember when Loki was talking about it's those different multiverses that come together and they crash and stuff?
Yes.
That's what's happening right now.
It was not because of the broom.
What was it for then?
It was the particle collider. Like we've been messing with it, and they said how that we shift dimension. I swear to you.
No, but the thing we shift dimensions because we opened it up.
Nah, we shift dimensions before that because Nelson Mandela died in prison. I don't care what anyone says.
No, he didn't die in prison.
Boy, yes, he did.
Where'd you get this from?
No, he walked out. No, he did not. He died, son.
So you telling me a twin? Or someone
you see? That's why it's called the Mandela effect. Because half the population said that it's a Thanos effect. Half the population is saying that Mandela dies in prison, which I remember reading that. And other half said that how that he came out of prison. This is the reality that we shift to. All right?
We didn't shift the reality shifted when we were standing up.
No, we did not.
Listen, come on. I can't stand by that because I didn't see that.
Cause you weren't paying attention. Your third eye wasn't woke, B.
I didn't want
to. Your third eye at the time.
If you could pull that up.
At the time, you were selling lasagnas to people at 30.
Because I made pasta last night, so that's actually beyond funny to me.
She was selling lasagna parties to people, too busy with that. So she didn't understand.
When I worked at Carmine's.
So she didn't understand about. It opened up another dimension. So now we're in this multiverse and everything is fucked up. We don't know what to do. That's why.
No.
And I'm not trying to make jokes about the shooting because that shit is crazy.
No, because you don't. And then it's crazier because, you know, we're celebrating 2 years from George Floyd. The kids that were at that school, they were a day away from summer break.
Now, here comes the conspiracy part. So the cops came and got all the white kids out.
Well, I heard that this is conspiracy time. No, but I had read that the cops had came and got their kids out of the school before.
So,
is wild to me.
Because then why become a cop?
Right.
Like, you're supposed to be selfless.
If you're not going to protect and serve, like if the teachers in the classroom who put their lives on the line to shield the kids can do that, you guys need to go beyond that.
Yeah, these cops are soft, B. These cops are soft.
Wow.
Soft like Charmin tissue
weird?
Paper.
It's a weird, like there's no middle ground. Like it's either you get the really rough that'll put a knee on somebody or someone that don't want to even move. You don't have a middle ground.
I don't know. I've never, you know what? I wanted to become a cop at one time.
I did too.
I wanted to be a lawyer.
Yeah. I wanted to be like a detective, like SVU type of nigga.
No, I was RoboCop.
What?
Yeah.
You want to be RoboCop? Part machine?
Like, I thought that was going to happen to you. I become RoboCop, but I get a black longer.
Wow, movies that became reality.
That shaped my life, yeah. RoboCop. I want to be RoboCop.
Was it when RoboCop came into WCW? Did that?
Never saw that growing up.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see that either. Until later on.
Later on, yeah. But I remember RoboCop, the movie was fire. Boy, son, at the end, we had the mask off. He shot the guy out the window. What's your name, kid? Murphy.
Nigga, reliving his childhood.
The 80s had the best movies, dog.
80s and early 90s.
Early 90s, son. Because they cared.
And early 90s, definitely.
This is why the Fast and Furious is one of the best franchise, dogs. Because it gives back the 80s feel, dogs. Over the top. Makes no sense.
Didn't we talk about that? Was it a week or two ago? We were like, when they went to space?
Yes. Son, it's okay.
And we were like, it was okay. Like,
it's okay. They went to space. It's okay. Yeah,
it makes sense. Because, listen.
They're the Avengers of cars.
Thank you.
I can, okay.
And it makes, because think about it. And y'all call it a contestant. When you are with a crew of friends, your antics get bigger and bigger and bigger. Come on. There's certain events that happen to your life looking like, dang, I can believe that we survived that.
Well, we're still here. We're still standing. But we're just going to wrap it back around to good old wrestling.
What's on the docket today?
We will get into
ringside news.
We'll start with
Wilding. Do we know him?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
You don't like black people?
I don't know. Who
I don't know.
Hold on, we'll get into that. But
they wear beef
for this week. We will get into our AEW Double or Nothing predictions.
All right, let me see what the people are saying.
There's some hits and misses about Dynamite for the most part. Was pretty solid, but we're definitely going to talk about This Week in Wrestling. And I definitely want to talk about MLW. I want to talk about the unspoken promotion
shout out to
that
everybody
doesn't get
feed.
Love. Yeah, Impact? Shout out to everyone that Impact. I feel like gets more love than MLW.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna talk about MLW today. Because I was at home and I was like,
you went to the Max or something.
No, I went across the street.
You know what the Max means? You know what the Max?
No.
She's not cultured.
No.
How do you know what the Max is?
It's Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah. It was Saved by the Bell. Why would that be on the top of my head, the Max is?
The restaurant they went to every after school is called the Max.
Once you said it, I got it. But it was just because like, it why was would going, that be the first thing on my head?
You're not cultured. It's all right.
No, I just... That wasn't the first thing on my mind.
No, she African-American culture. She's not pop culture.
Yeah,
I just answered your question, so I didn't think
that's right, Mama Bear.
Anything of that's it. Right, Mama and first of all, I know my shit. It's just, I answered your question. So anyway, I'm going to talk about MLW because I do think it's a hidden gem, and I think...
Shout out to Alex King.
With the current state of wrestling and at times it being too toxic and everyone putting AEW and WWE against each other for no unapparent reason, I do think it's important to also know other wrestling promotions and programs that are going on because they definitely are making moves. But before we get into it, shout outs to We Are Wrestling. They had their third show this past weekend. You can catch it on Title Match Network. The match of the day for me, outside of course Jay Lethal versus Kill Rob, Rob Joy, was definitely O'Shea Edwards versus Trisha Dora. I definitely think it's a must see. So
you whooped that trick.
Please tune in to Title Match Network for that.
Whoop that trick.
I was surprised.
Whoop that trick.
But it was a really, really good match. They really, really told a really great story in the ring. And I was really excited to see that live and in color.
If I was that with a booty.
Also, to shout out to Evictus this past weekend where they had TakeOver versus STP. So it was really good to see my good friends of Shane
Taylor
Promotions.
Shout out to the Subway Mania niggas.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that was the skinniest D-Von I've ever seen.
So who's better, the Subway Mania niggas or the Walmart niggas?
Oh, Subway Mania niggas, hands down.
Okay. What do you think?
Because it's not only about like, because of course it gives a more of a backyard wrestling feel, but presentation is everything to me. And them Subway Mania niggas definitely outshine the Walmart niggas.
Yo, they had a cage match, dogs. They did that. And people was, that cage match? Mm-hmm. How people was cheering. One of my life goals is to referee one of their matches.
Well, hit them up. But no, this week, this past weekend was really good. This next coming weekend.
You should train at Hog.
Really? That makes sense. That makes so much more sense now. This weekend, HOG returns.
House of Glory,
where they are in the process of crowning
main event
world champion. Also,
the interview in the description below versus Dumb Boy the Briscoes. Woo! The Briscoe about to eat lime, but lion's a lion. Dang.
See what I did there? That's what he was. Mm-hmm. Also,
make sure my son Lion gets rabies shots, man.
The debut of Jhené Aiko at HOG is happening Friday, so that's exciting to see her on the card.
Yo, if y'all niggas not going to indie wrestling, y'all smoking dust.
Oh, and then they just announced
Jonah versus
Well, you announced that.
What's his name?
Jeff Cobb.
Ooh, big boy match. Yes. Big beefy. A beefy boys. Your then, kind of match. Essential workers.
Correct. And then Charles Mason versus Ken Broadway.
Yo, I hate that nigga Charles Mason, dude.
That's how he's doing his job.
I hate that nigga, son. Yo, is the Hawk Police gonna be wrestle?
Yeah, probably.
Yo, I hate those niggas.
I love the, but the other, what's the other one? The
mall cop one?
But he has another gimmick too.
Joey?
Yeah.
He has two gimmicks?
He has a candy gimmick that he does outside of Hog, and he has a cop gimmick he does because he looks like a cop.
He doesn't look like a cop.
He was on AEW Dark.
Wow, okay. A couple people been on AEW Dark. Steve Penny was on there. I know that Law was on there. Yeah, a couple of guys.
Oh. Also to
shout out to Encore.
Shout out to Mysterious Q, who was on AEW Dark this week. So then that's that.
Ray Liotta died.
That is sad, and it's I don't want to talk about it because that was my guy. He was in Karina. He was in that movie Turbulence that I fucking loved. He was in Goodfellas. So it's so sad, young, just dying in your sleep. Like, I just can't, like, I couldn't.
Shout out to my son, Vince Steele.
That, yes, of course, shout out to Vince Steele. And, of course, Shadow Wrestling in the building. June is going to be a very heavy wrestling, I feel like, month. Because we also do have Hell in a Cell coming up. We have Black WrestleFest. If you have not purchased your 2-day tickets, make sure to go.
2-day, niggas.
Black WrestleFest.
Wrestling and blackness all in one weekend? Oh my gosh.
Where we will matches such as Big Swole versus Willow Nightingale for the Icons title. You have Shane Taylor versus Dan Moff, which is really going to be a heavy hitter. And so many more matches to be announced. But please make sure to
shout out to Battle Club
and also Pretty Heels. Make sure to go to blackwrestlefest.com.
Shout out to shout out to Job Tears Podcast.
Shout outs to us. That's always good.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my brothers in arm, the Dirty Heels. You know, spat an episode already out right now. Description below. You feel me? New episode, Step Daddies. You know my son, good brother, had his son Puka, Puka.
Happy first birthday.
Yeah, shout out to little Puka. That's his son, though. Like, he be claiming him, though, son. That's his son.
That's his child.
Yeah.
He told me. That's his child. And then, so yes, Black WrestleFest, Juneteenth weekend, June 18th and 19th. Also, if you're in.
Look out for Black Wrestle, Black Girl Magic.
Yes, that's in August.
So oh, my God.
Coming up soon. Oh,
my God.
With Jobber Sin 2.
This summer. But yeah, this summer gonna be this is gonna be the summer of indie, B. Dang.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to be at so much events this year. Look, the amount of roughing I'm going to do this summer, like, I'm probably, that's all I'm going to do this summer. Rough.
Rough and chill. Rough and chill.
I think this summer I'm going to come in a relationship. I think it's time.
Okay.
Okay.
No one more hot boy summer?
Man, I can't be a boy forever, man. I ain't Peter Pan, man.
Oh, okay. That was a pretty dope reference. I'm not going to hold you.
Thank you, man.
At first, I was like, really? But I was like, I got it.
I got to grow up sometimes, man.
But before we do get into talking about what you brought up, what else is going on with you guys? Anything new? Anything exciting going on? We got referees. We got wrestlers.
I referee my 13th match this weekend.
Woo! Shout out to Mr. Black in the referee business. Super proud of you, by the way. That's dope. Sir Wilkins, what's going on with you?
Just chilling, B.
Just chilling, huh?
Smoking.
How's, once again, if you have not already subscribed to Spotify, make sure to check out Sir Wilkins and Alex's show on there. Complex on
description
Station.
Description below.
Make sure, who do you have coming up that you may want to tell the viewers and fans to be on the lookout for?
O'Shea Jackson. Oh, shoot! We have him coming up soon, yeah.
He's a really, really big wrestling fan, too.
He watches. Yeah. Like, watches.
Yeah, he's going to be on in a couple weeks. I'm still trying to hold off for The Rock. Yeah.
You may lose your entire shit.
Why don't you get the,
if you get
the, it's a black, I say his information. He's like, he's big in Hollywood, he's an actor, and like, he wrestles now, too. He has his own show, too. Like, I say his information.
Who are you talking about?
He's a black actor.
There's a lot of those.
What was he on?
A lot of shows that got canceled, so.
That's a lot of black actors.
Excuse me. Because it is. And it's
someone
so
said,
bad.
Salvador said, you need to get Sasha and Naomi.
Sasha and Naomi?
That's wild.
We back at that?
That's wild. We back at that? That's not ready to mention in my head.
We back at that?
You wild, boy. You wild, boy.
Oh,
my God. All right, let me see you watch. My son. Shout out to my son, Jonathan. Shout out to my son, Montese, a.k.a., you know, Snugs. If you know, you know.
Oh, okay, because I was saying here, like, who?
You know, my son Gene, aka my Haitian brother. Things like, yo, you know Gene's like 45?
Black don't crack. Before we do get started into our episode, make sure to
Gene is like 45?
Fuck with you. Oh. He's like my age.
He does have a kid. He has a whole ass kid.
Like, that's not a baby.
Boy, listen. When Haitian men drink, don't cheat on a woman, and you know, like, love God, we don't age, dogs.
Those are the stipulations to not aging.
As a Haitian man.
For Haitian men.
Yeah. And drink your water.
And water. So, you hear that?
What are you talking about?
Listen,
my brother. You ain't hear your brother?
Listen, my brother.
He gave the breakdown of.
My brother, like, he's 28.
What keeps you guys looking youthful?
We do.
Bruh, I don't do anything bad. I don't have sex. I don't deal with women. I just stay at home and work out and go to work.
Are we really gonna spread this poverty cam though? This live? Like that's that's what we're
even
doing.
Even worse.
Today? Okay.
Jeet said that he's 36.
You know what? He must be in that multiverse shit that he was talking
about.
This is
multiverse Wilkins. You know?
Yeah, he's erasing all the shit he's done. Okay, that's cool.
This is Muslim Wilkins. No, what about you wearing shorts today? Like, why are you wearing shorts? Yep. Mm-hmm. Because the Prophet Muhammad didn't wear regular pants.
Definitely don't.
What?
Yo, they never wear shorts. Now that I think about it.
They don't wear, like, full pants because the Prophet Muhammad wears his, like, I think his pants.
His ankle?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's jump into some wrestling while the viewers and listeners are tuned in. Now they're locked in. We got all of our talk out. What did you guys want to... Oh, Brick, what was it? Why are you laughing? What's wrong?
Nigga, she said, nah, I'm 36, man. Nigga's like 45. Nigga,
Gene, when's your birthday? When you turn 37?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I'm intrigued. Oh, he still look good. He doesn't look 36. So.
Shout out to Miss Battles. Shout out to her.
Absolutely. Thank you, love, for tuning in. But, yeah, what's the deal with Ringside and what was it? In USA.
Your man's.
Breaking.
Well, how is it my man's?
Right.
Dang.
How is it my man's?
Son, you're in that Twitter world, B. Like, niggas worship this nigga on Twitter, B.
I have no idea. I don't have
the blueprint. So Wilkins, man. Dang, so you're a troll. That Sting shit? Nigga hate you for real now, son. Nigga hate him, son. Fuck you, So Wilkins. I like the Fast and the Furious, but not Sting. Fuck you.
But those are polar opposites. Hilarious.
Niggas were tight.
Niggas
were
sick.
But my thing is this way.
The thing was, is that it wasn't the first time you said
that.
Yeah, so it
but
just was weird.
My thing is this way. It makes sense because Sting Prime was before Hogan. And when Hogan came, since Hogan would be creating control, messed him up. Yeah, so that's why that his thing is tarnished. Impact did him a lot better, but nobody was watching Impact.
So this is my thing. I never seen anything. Like, his crow thing was cool. But I didn't think he was special. There's nothing special about him for
see,
me.
But you had to see the progression. You had to see the colorful Sting era.
No, I understand because I've watched the old stuff, but for me, it never hit.
And that's
But a lot of people keep saying, oh, he's been around for a long time and he had a cool gimmick. Nigga, that doesn't do it for me.
And the thing about what, like, listen.
Wait, so what does it for you?
It's mic skills. Skin don't have mic skills.
That's fair.
He has no mic skills.
So he had Hogan mic skills.
Yes, but Hogan was larger than life.
But when Hogan turned heel, like, he turned... And that's the thing, like, when you turn heel, you turn all the way up. So when Hogan turned, at least it wasn't... It was bearable. Like, you was like, all right, let me listen to what he's
But Hogan about. Was saying shit, was talking like that when
it
I was a
wild.
Kid.
It was wild.
But, right. But, so it hit for me as a kid.
But no, like, and nobody was talking... Okay, a lot of the matches they mentioned for Sting was before Hogan. I said, right. But nobody mentioned when he was in Impact. He had great matches. He put on classics.
But also, you also forget, like, who was dancing with him. He had top-tier niggas dancing with him. Every match you keep talking about, he had top-tier niggas that were dancing with him.
I'm pretty sure he definitely wrestled AJ Styles. And AJ was barely... AJ was hitting the... Like, hitting right before, like, prime time. Like,
yeah, so, like, I get what people were like, oh, these matches, like, oh, look who you dancing with.
Yeah, but I never take that away from him, though.
I'm not going to take it away because it takes two to dance.
So you say mic skills. What does it for you?
Me, it's just like, I have to say that your character work is because anybody...
Break that down.
Because anybody could do moves. Anybody could do moves. But it's all about what you do with the moments, like your downtime. Like, for example, let's say that if I do like a belly to belly, right? That's your chance to do like to sell like your gimmick. So I do a belly to belly. Some niggas might do like, if you know what you're doing, you know your character work, you're gonna sell to the guy to the Raptors. You feel me? So this is why I like a Montez Ford. Because he like,
because he oversells.
You understand?
But that works for you.
Exactly. Like, okay. That means that you know what you're doing. Cause you understand that. This is entertainment. So when Randy Orton's talking about this is why Triple H picked him, because he's selling like, if I grab you in a move like this, I want you to sell for me, dogs.
And you know what? That's a good point, because there are a lot of times, especially on the indies, where people know sell. So it disappoints me. Like, I'm just like, that takes away from what you just did.
Like, one moment, I was like, oh, are you serious? When Bobby Lashley got thrown to the cage, right? He picked up. It was regular after that. I don't like that. I like when, like, you like this. Because it makes Omar strong too.
But it didn't look like it hurt Bobby to the point of to doing
so
that.
So what?
Attack.
So what?
But they, to me, they sold it because once again, WWE and their production is off the chain. The camera person went into MVP's face and went into Omos's face, and you saw the sub, like, they sold it. So for me, I was like, this is all right. That's where that hit for me. But it's always going to be the storytelling.
Yeah, storytelling. Like, all put together, yeah. Like, in a match, like...
It's going to be in the ring, outside of the ring, the actual program between the two people is going to be what is always going to do it for me, which is why I seem to always have issues.
Shout out to Ruthless Lala and Isaiah Wolf beefing with each other.
Speaking about Isaiah Wolf, 7 years in the game, won his
first championship. Congrats to him. He did. It's well deserved.
Well deserved. So sorry that we couldn't physically be there, but we did. Support you.
Isaiah
and we
Wolf,
love you.
But please check out their feud.
So proud.
Isaiah versus Ruthless Lala. Ruthless Lala Taka in the Poom Poom shorts. So you know it's serious, B. And the Chacletas.
Yarly was so tickled. By the Poom Poom shorts, because it's summertime. What y'all expect? What y'all think is going to happen? Come on now.
Oh, now everybody's going to talk about Sting now.
We're back at that, guys? Come on, let's move on.
Someone said that Sting, he don't sell the chair shot. That's his gimmick. Yeah.
Oh, but that's fine.
Listen, well, it's okay that I don't like him.
Right, correct. And that's what I had commented on that same post, because I was just like, you're missing this is what makes wrestling fun and different and unique, is when if we all like the same shit, then what are we doing? We have no right to talk about
it. It's like the Alicia Fox fan club. Like, whenever you mention her, Nick's attack us. Like, look, Alicia Fox is trash in the ring, right? I'm going to get death threats. And I know what the territory is, all right? Like
she isn't trash in the ring. He doesn't mean that.
Disclaimer, because yes. Don't clip
I don't mean, no. I mean that. Like, I really felt that if Alicia Fox came into WWE now,
she would be winning.
Yeah.
And then I also feel like she didn't have so many demons.
Correct.
Yeah.
She'd be okay. But yeah. But okay. What about once again that the Twitter thing between USA and Ringside? Was it Ringside? Yeah. What's that about? Because y'all know I don't have the Bluebird, so I don't.
Basically, he made a fuss because of Lana Rose was the first ever women's champion. It's like, she's not really a woman. She's really a man, you know? And, like, Tony Khan hit him up and like, yo, bro, what's good with you, B? And there's another tweet I saw earlier that he said that Tony Khan tried to offer to buy him, something like that. And I'm looking like, oh, Tony Khan, not for sale. He just bugged out. I'm like, I guess.
But I'm not going to hold you. That's not the first time I've heard of media being bought by TK, though. That's not the first time.
Bro, if TK coming to you $2 million to buy it, you won't sell it?
It's the thing about it, $2 million is a one-time lump sum.
Yeah.
So you could probably,
I'd rather be on payroll than you just buy me out. Not going to hold you. Something that's my own, it worth true. Something to me, $2 million is not enough. I'm sorry. Like, if somebody came to us and was like, yo, $2 million for the Jabba Tia's podcast brand, absolutely not. Like,
nah,
not happening, bro. No. But if you want to put us on payroll, I will absolutely take that and send my W-9 email.
And then USA Today.
Okay.
Terminated their thing with, not US, I was like, USA Network.
I thought it was USA Network because that's how they made it seem.
Yeah, it was USA Today Sports. Weird. Hey, folks, we want to thank you all for who raised concern about these inappropriate tweets. The USA Today Sports Media Group has terminated its affiliate agreement with Ringside News.
Ah, so they probably was using them as a source for articles and for information when they posted them on USA Today.
People knock this over on their first try. This
really what's that?
So this is the guy that runs it. He just got on there high and just started talking shit. So he just didn't care.
Oh well, then why should we?
So he just, but it was like so this is the example of what I said. This is why Nyla didn't get a long run.
You said that, yeah.
Because, and I'm gonna say Tony was scared.
Yeah.
Because the pushback he got when Nyla got the championship, people's like, why is this? And no disrespect, why is this man winning the women's title?
Yeah.
People are very transphobic. People are very ignorant. And I don't care what nobody says, she didn't get a fair run with
at
the title.
All. Nah, at all.
No, she didn't.
At all.
She didn't.
And she hasn't gotten it back.
She doesn't, yeah.
She has, ever since she had lost that title, they have not done anything of any relevancy
like,
for her. And then they thought they were doing something by putting Vicky Guerrero with her. And
which she didn't need it.
Which she didn't need. And even if they did, when they did that, it still didn't do anything for her.
Because they don't do nothing with her. Like, I feel like only time they use her is just as a monster. Like, they play her like how WWE used Big Show.
She's not in the Owen Hart tournament. Was she in the Owen Hart tournament?
No, she wasn't.
No. She had to be. Because then that proves the point.
Come on, but everybody, you should have known. And even how the Owen Hart tournament played out, where now both Britt Baker's in the finals, like, you knew that was going to happen. Like, so I'm not surprised by that. But I wish there was more of an incentive or more of an understanding what the actual, outside of, once again, honoring Owen and bringing awareness to the foundation. I wish there was, and I think that's probably why there's a disconnect for me. I wish there was more of a...
The original?
It being, let's say, an opportunity. So like how NXT does...
The breakout tournament?
The breakout tournament.
Yeah.
If they would have done it in that kind of same where they're giving people that's either been
on
Dark or Elevation or whatever, if they would have gave opportunities to people that hasn't had an opportunity during the tournament, then maybe I would have been a little bit more
so it should have been like, I agree with you. They should have been two empty spots from both where like you make Elevate and Dark worth the while.
Right.
You feel me? Hey.
And as much as, listen, I love me some Johnny Drip Drip, but them two jokers was a joke. Period.
But it was a good way to like, not, yeah, but like you said, it could be gone to somewhere else where like, hey, one bracket would be like the regular people, the other bracket would be the up and comers.
Correct.
So then,
do they get a title shot?
No.
They get a
not
title.
That I know of. It goes back to that tournament where Ivelisse and Diamante won.
Yeah.
And they got that trophy and then they did nothing with them after that.
Oh, so Britt's probably going to win. It's probably going to be Britt Baker and Adam Cole.
Yeah.
All right. Which...
Yeah, does nothing.
Does nothing.
You understand?
No, it's...
It does nothing.
It's to go back to the Nyla thing, I don't... This is what it is. America's not ready for certain things.
The world's not.
And I always say this. Wrestling fans is America concentrated.
Yes. Yes.
It is. Is a lot of the their thoughts.
Yes.
A lot of their how they maneuver with stuff. It's yes. America very much concentrated. It's a concentrated version of America. And they tried. AEW generally tried. Nyla was one of their first people to be with the company.
Yes.
You see another example with Sunny Kiss because they haven't done nothing with Sunny Kiss.
Yes.
There was a post that came out. Sunny retweeted it because it was like talking about how Sunny Kiss was at that reveal when their press conference in was it Jacksonville, right?
Yeah.
Their press conference in Jacksonville. And
3 years ago, and hasn't done anything with him.
And then Sunny Kiss was like, I was going to trust the process. Thank you for like, you know.
He's talented.
It kind of hurts, but the thing about it, I'm going to trust this process.
Yo, if you guys watch it right now, Sunny Kiss versus Darius Carr.
Woo! It pisses me off now watch thinking that. About it. 3 years.
But it just, but
time gone.
They're not ready for that. And the thing is, they haven't. So I'm gonna give you an example. Disney stock has dropped recently.
Okay. Why?
A lot of the reasons why is because you know they've been saying that they promote it's not conservative anymore. They have different types of characters.
Barbie just released a doll inspired by a transgender.
Yeah. So it's a lot of issues that they're having, and
you should be part of the baddies, Sunny Kiss.
And then they. Drop their stock drop.
Right.
Like, America's not ready for certain things.
They're not, no.
And you know what's crazy? This has been going on for years. Transgender's not a new thing.
No, it's not.
But
it's been going on since our parents' were around. Yeah. Niggas been cross-dressing for mad long.
Andradas.
Huh?
Andradas. The people that who do dress like cross-dressers, they call them Andradas.
No, that's no. I know what you're saying. But it's not the word. You sound like Andrade. But yeah. That's because of your accent. So don't worry about it. I got what you're saying.
I'm glad you cleared that. Because I was like, wait.
I got what you're saying. Excuse me? Because I can barely pronounce it. So I'm not even going to say it.
Because that's hilarious. Hilarious. No, but my issue.
Niggas been gay since for mad long.
Yeah, niggas been Prince.
Hold on for a second. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Come on.
The Roman bathhouse.
Yes. Gay niggas.
Mad gay.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of gay niggas.
Yeah.
They touching each other.
Yeah.
They wrestling each other.
Yeah.
Like dead ass wrestling each other. Yeah. Butt, booty, ass, naked.
Laughing.
Laughing up a storm.
In training, if they said wrestle naked, would you?
I'm going home.
Going home. I remember one time in training. I think I told you that. That's what I'm telling you y'all this story.
I'm listening.
When did you grab somebody by the dick?
I grabbed somebody by the dick before. I was doing a roll up. I grabbed somebody by the dick by accident.
I remember.
So. There was this one time. There was two times. We had to do a go behind where you go behind their back and then you grab them by their waist, whatever. And then our coach Joe was just like, "Yo, get close. This is wrestling. Wrestling is gay. Get close. Stop being uncomfortable. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Get close." Then I did it, and there was this guy named Hillary. Hillary is like one of the best heels in our school.
His name is Hillary?
No, that's his ring name.
Oh,
his name is Ben.
The ring name? Oh, Ben!
Ben.
Okay. I love Ben.
So I went behind him.
So
and
dumb.
Ben's this white boy with long hair, and a beard. So yeah. I went behind, I was like, damn, this nigga Ben is thick. I didn't realize this. Because he doesn't look heavy.
He doesn't look.
But then when I'm grabbing him by the waist and I'm holding him tight, I was like, yo, this is a motherfucking thick.
So that's
little thick boy.
So that's how if bitches grabbed him, that's how they
would Yeah. Cause, but the thing is, like, it's like, when you come to wrestling, like, how are you acting homophobic and you watching two niggas, two dudes in underwear? There are two grown men in underwear touching each other
and
wrestling. Hold on. And they got baby oil on themselves.
And these guys that who watch wrestling love BTE. The amount of gay shit that be going on that show, son.
BTE be mad gay.
I have no idea.
It's mad gay.
Yo, I went to the party Sunday. I'm looking around. I'm looking like, why I feel like I'm in a BT episode? All those gay jokes, all those gay activities, they do that. I don't understand that.
So how are you? So the thing is, you watch wrestling with two men. Or sometimes multiple men, so it ends up being a gangbang. With underwear on, slathered in baby oil, touching each other. And I'm talking about grabbing each other by the waist, grabbing the crotch.
You're
doing a powerbomb, a man's dick is in your face.
Oh.
And then you slamming him down on the floor.
Or sometimes what like you put your head on niggas' dick and you fall on it.
Yeah.
What is wrong with y'all?
So then, and you homophobic? You transphobic?
No, but my
and
real...
how you pit people, like you pit on, you like you lay on top of them.
You were laying on top of a grown man. Grabbing his leg.
Yeah, sweat on sweat.
Sweat on sweat. And you homophobic. This is what you watch every week. Every week on a consistent basis, men in underwear with baby oil on them.
Yeah.
And you're homophobic? You transphobic? No, dumbass.
Y'all
you're stupid.
Goldust, right? Y'all love when Goldust used to fill up on men. Yeah, Goldust, do that. Fill up on men.
Motherfuckers is wild out
and
here.
And they love Billy and Chuck and Rico. Don't forget those characters.
Billy? Yo! First of all, Billy Gunn's whole thing was about his booty.
Come on, B. Come on.
Nice ass, though.
Yeah, very nice.
He had a great ass.
Yeah, I loved it. Mr. Ass! Rikishi!
Oh! He was getting rib jobs
on
television on a consistent basis.
Getting head. Come on, son.
Right,
getting head
right
was trash and
right.
Now, and now, cage matches and hardcore done, matches.
Now you done took it too far.
Come on, B.
But no, my issue at times with AEW, and especially when it comes to like Nyla Rose and Sunny Kiss, is that this was what you presented was like, this is a place where everybody is welcome and you know, and stuff like that. And honestly, I feel like they haven't taken the risk on them to present them. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. Just like when you talk about racism, it's going to be uncomfortable if people, that's not what they experience and that's not what they know. But to still not give somebody an opportunity to push that limit and push that and push their own narrative, it might, like sitting here now thinking about Sunny Kiss being there for 3 years and hasn't moved a fucking needle, it's unacceptable.
But
it's unacceptable.
It's,
shout out to Cody for looking out for him. Come on.
But it's one of those things where this is, and the thing, I'm not agreeing with it. But you have to understand where, as a business, where they come from.
1,000%.
So on the business side of things, you're like, damn, I can't do it. Because also Tony Khan, I've always said this, it's a double-edged sword with him. He caters to his fans. But he caters too much.
Yeah.
So he saw the backlash. He saw everything. He's like, you know, let's move this. Let's move it and do it that direction. But the problem is she's never really been in the title picture.
She has, but she always loses.
But it's always a quick thing.
Yeah.
She's never in a legit feud. And
no one is unless you have a dick.
Yeah.
Period.
And then it's also
and that's across the board. That's not an AEW issue. That's not a WWE issue. That's a wrestling issue in general.
Not Impact.
Like niggas out here.
Not Impact.
It's a wrestling issue. I'm not going to segregate and say one does it better than the other. I'm saying
okay. You
as
just
a
said
general,
that if it's an issue, too much places.
As a
it
general,
covers the good places.
As
I get
a general
you.
Statement.
Okay.
Niggas with dicks get more opportunities.
That is true.
Than anyone else.
Look at China. China should have got paid just like Stone Cold because she was a draw. But
at the end of the day, and that's why I was frustrated. And I'll get to my semi rant when we talk about Double or Nothing, because that was my issue with Jade. And I said you want me to be invested in her as a TBS champion.
Yeah.
You want me to
shout
start
to
feeling.
Boston.
Shout out to Michael Boston.
Shout out to Tay.
EP dropping in August. Cheap plug. You want me to be invested in Jade. You want me to be invested in the baddies. You want me to be invested in what she's doing. But then you're not. There's a thing where you want somebody to be an investment, but you're not putting in the value to increase the investment. And that's where they fail with her. But I'm gonna get on that a little later. That's a little smidge to it.
I'm gonna say something you've done.
Because I realized it last night. I said, this is why I haven't been able to connect with Jay. I said, because you don't give me something to actually be invested in.
You know what?
What do you mean there's nothing invested in?
No, no. I know what you mean. I mean
where, so, okay, I might as well go into it then. Last week, they had the whole, on Rampage, they had the whole tournament qualifying match with Red Velvet, which someone still hasn't explained to me how the fuck she turned heel, but whatever. Had Red Velvet versus Chris Statlander for the semifinals for the Owen Hart tournament, whatever. So at the end of that, blah, 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 and a Jade comes out of the Dark Order, blah, 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 they get into it. Now, fast forward, so that's Friday. Now Wednesday comes, Double or Nothing. Jade versus Anna Jay.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
At Double or Nothing.
A nothing.
So my issue is
didn't
that,
they fight before?
Yeah. Correct. So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
They fought before. Yeah. So that's the first thing. Which I don't mind if you're going to repeat it. Cool. But my issue is that if, once again, you want me to be invested as her as a TBS champion, you want me to be invested in her as the character, you want me to be invested in her being one of the faces of the company, but then yet you don't put her in a program where I want to be, where I want to invest.
I think
you half-assed it with her. And just because she's, you know, she has, once again, her presence is very well known. Her presence is very good. But how am I supposed to be excited about her doing anything if you guys don't even present her in a way for me to get excited?
You know the difference.
Because now you're throwing Anna Jay back at her. And granted, it was actually one of her better matches that she had.
Yeah.
So I can understand why they get, you know, they're giving her the you know, the second time go, because the match was decent the first time. So I understand that part. But if you're not gonna build it up, like you've literally done every other match. And it's even where the whole Serena Deeb and Thunder Rosa shit, where it's been lackluster to a point where it's like, the match itself might be the match of the fucking night, is which I don't understand. But because it hasn't had a buildup, it hasn't had that type of oomph of excitement of you being like, oh, okay, this is where it's at. Okay, I look forward to seeing this. Now you just, a week before the pay-per-view, say, oh, you give a small video package of Jade and Anna Jay going back and forth of a 2-minute video for it to now be for Sunday. How am I supposed to be excited about that? How am I supposed to invest in, like, okay, you know what? Jade's my TBS champion. Let's get it. I don't feel that. And it's because they don't present her in that way. They don't build her program around her. They just literally say she's a badass. Let her pin 1, 2, 3 and keep it pushing. And let her say, I'm that bitch and keep it pushing. And that's it. I need more.
But do you think they're covering it up for her? Because I I'm just being devil's advocate in the situation.
I'm gonna say this,
but cover it up for what? Like, if you're
go ahead. I'll say after my brother.
If you're gonna push her to the moon in that instance, then why not give her the opportunity? If you're gonna push her, but also give her the opportunity to grow, why cover it up?
Because it's just to cover up her flaws.
But then even with her flaws, she's been able to fucking flip it. Everybody was sitting there calling her green as fuck. She this bitch, and I give her that. She flipped that shit. Turned her fucking baddie club, got fans of fucking dollar bills. She flipped that green shit to make it work for her. So that covering up shit, she can flip it and it goes,
the thing,
it's positive for her. But the whole not giving her a well-deserved program is my issue. Because, yeah, she's going to be what? She's on the Goldberg rate plan of 100-0. So the fuck what?
Yes. The thing about it is,
because once Goldberg fucking lost, were you invested after that?
Okay. This is my thing about AEW, what I realized by Tony Khan, what difference between him and Vince. Tony Khan runs it like an indie show. Because what I mean by that is you just go off by who you are as your character. He doesn't put the money in to build his character to be larger than life. He does not. What I mean by that...
He fucking picks and chooses.
No,
and every time he picks and chooses a person that he can want to make larger than life, it's not a woman.
And that's the thing.
But he has nobody that's larger than life.
But what I mean by that is, like, he don't put the money into that.
But
I'm explaining to you, right? Boom. You talking about Jay, right? She's not on TV like that, whatever situation may be, right? You should make her do baddie things. You should make her go to concerts. Spend your money. Meaning that, hey, I'm going to put you in position. Hey, go to this photo shoot. Advertise it. What does Batty do? They go shopping. Shoot that. But yes, I understand that. It may not have to be on the main thing, but put on a YouTube page.
So I feel like
that's the difference between Vince and thing. Vince understand the bigger picture. Like, Million Dollar Man, Vince made him look like $1 million all the time. He put him in position to make it feel larger than life. A lot of these people don't feel larger than life. They look like regular wrestlers, which is fine. But you don't feel like larger than life.
So this is it. You guys raised a lot of good points, and I'm gonna play devil's advocate on this situation because some good shit y'all said. So first things first, I see what you're saying when it comes to like what's gonna happen after this streak is over. Maybe this is a slow cooking type of situation where they're giving her reps, but not long reps. Like, hey, we're going to spot you here, because you're going to start getting better and better, that we can do longer promos, bigger feuds for you. That's one thing.
So my issue with that, though, is that you've literally put almost every female in your locker room against her already.
Yeah, and they haven't done a good job when it comes to that.
There's no one left. Like, even when Marina Shafir came, and that, honestly, that could have been something dope.
But I feel like they set it up like if they don't know that they're gonna run next week. That's how it feels like. They come on desperation. Like, for example, the Owen Hart tournament, whatever, right? When what's name be John Morrison, you could have had, instead of that Senki feud, whatever, you should have had Kyle O'Reilly out there kind of helping him, like, yo, I need you at your best shape for next week, partner.
But
Vince would have did that.
But Vince wouldn't have done that. No. There's a lot of ways about it.
I think Vince would have did the Shanky thing.
But the thing about it, I think what they need to do is, so Double R is gonna finish, right?
Yeah.
What's the next pay per view?
It's the Forbidden Door.
Forbidden Door. They probably do a couple things towards
so
that.
So that's like a
that's a Saru. Yeah. It's basically Saru for them.
Yeah.
But one that's the next canon. The next one is all out, right?
Yeah, that's canon.
So that's canon.
Yes.
What they should be doing is, and they used to do this in the Attitude Era. That's why the Attitude Era was so good in early Luther's Aggression Era, because they had like a legit TV writer. So what they would do is, they should really sit down 6 or 8 talents, right? Or whatever, 10 or 12, right?
Groups. That's good, groups.
There's groups, group of people.
Yeah.
You have a feud, you have a feud, you have a feud, you have a feud, you have a feud. This is the start of the feud. Your payoff for this feud is at All Out in September. We have 3 months to build it. This is how it's going to begin. This is how it's going to end. That is what we need to do. And I think if they started doing that more,
I agree.
Where they sit down these people and then like I always talk about, make this more episodic, because it goes to the point of what you're saying, because it's everything's like kind of thrown out.
Yeah, you're going out of business next week.
Yeah. So, and they always trying to one up the last week that they did, where they don't have to do that, because if you just, we go step by step and get these things in, like somebody gets hit by a car, and I know this is old, this has been done so many times. Somebody gets hit by a car.
Still fire.
Who did this?
Fire.
Then we go through this process of finding out who did this thing. And then we get this and this and this. It doesn't have to be, everybody has to have like a major feud, but what you said, and you're right, you're a champion. Jade is a champion, so she should have a feud. But that's the same problem with the Intercontinental Champion, the USA Championship, right, where they don't give these people these long-term feuds where every week you're tuning in to figure out what's going to happen.
I should be excited to turn in on whether Dynamite, or even if you're going to give Jade the Rampage Hour, give it the Baddie Hour, do something where I feel like, all right, next week, I'm a watch.
I kind of,
I'm a tune in.
But
when the pay per view comes, I'm like, all right, I'm excited.
But I think they're trying to do a slow. I really genuinely think they're trying to do a slow burn with her.
But
and they're trying to like hide whatever problems she has. And also, I think one of the main reasons why they don't push her, they don't want her to overshadow.
They don't want her to outshine Britt, and that's the issue. Absolutely.
So what?
But I
you scared Brit?
No, I don't think it's Brit. I think it's more Tony.
You scared Tony?
I think it's a little bit of both.
So you I scared? Think that's one of the problems. I genuinely think
it's a little bit of both.
With the way, because supposedly WWE's looking at Jade, right?
Yes.
Now. So, and this is speculation. From what I'm looking at, I feel that in some type of way, Tony's on some like, yo, we push her, she will outshine Britt.
So you are scared that that Jade is going to outshine.
I think there's a little bit of that. I think it's a little bit of that because
I think it's
to be honest,
that is it.
Britt is not that much better than Jade in the ring. Sad to say this, but she's not that much better than Jade.
Like the undercard is like it's funny though. Thunder Rosa, y'all not pushing her. That Thunder Rosa, Cena Dean feud, my nigga. Serena Dunn is a crazy bitch.
Serena Deeb can't talk on the mic.
At all.
Doesn't matter though, but like even, the match is gonna be good.
But the thing about her is she know her weaknesses. So she knows how to do in other stuff, other places.
She be like, Tony.
That's one thing that I respect about her. Like, she knows limitations. She works with limitations.
She looks so tired all the time.
She does, though, son.
Yeah, but you know she's
she don't take CMOS.
She's not even 40 yet.
She don't take CMOS.
She be stressed out.
Yeah, she don't take CMOS. That's why. She needs CMOS. Shout out to my CMOS brother, Mike. She needs CMOS.
She be stressed out.
And a black man.
No, she with Marty.
Marty Jannetty?
Marty Scurll.
I heard that.
Ew.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I think it's weird.
That's interesting. She's happy. I heard that.
She's happy.
But then again, though, at one point, she was part of the straight edge society, so it makes sense.
What?
She shaved her head on national TV and then put tits in herself.
Yeah.
Got fake boobs. She talked about it in her promo, which I was like, you did it. Why are you complaining?
You said yesterday, so what the fuck is the problem?
Like, you could have walked out.
I like how that when people be telling me how that, yo, man, when I first started wrestling for 2 years, I didn't get paid. You agree to this.
Right. Like,
you kind of agree to this.
But that's it. But I just had to give my little Jade thing.
The thing about it, that's across the board.
Because they literally, and that's why I say Dynamite was decent because they did, it did what it was supposed to do where it got you excited for Double or Nothing.
But again, I agree with guys again, but at some point, I guess it's been 3 years, but at some point, Tony Khan needs to evolve the product. What I mean by that is, yo, listen, I like these feuds, but these guys don't feel larger than life. What I mean by that is something that someone always said is just like, people who want to see you, they feel like, dang, son. Certain people who went through WWE system gets it. Isaiah Scott Swerve, what's his name now? Shane, my bad.
Well, Swerve Strickland is what he goes by.
Swerve Strickland. When he was Isaiah Scott, two different people. I could tell he got his training, went to the AEW, and became larger than life. Simple, what I mentioned earlier, he take his moments. When the acid Hurricane Rana, the way he flipped, gained the attention of the audience like this, WWE training. Because other guys who didn't go through WWE would not do that shit.
But I find it funny, though, that they took all these guys and just started putting them with another individual instead of, like, just building their own selves. And that threw me off because it's just like, you brought in Keith Lee. Keith Lee, it has, just presence alone is a larger than life.
Right.
Physically and mentally. But then you tag him with Swerve, and it's just like, what? Like, what do you, like, what? And it was the same thing they did with Brian Cage. It's the same thing they're doing now with Will Hobbs.
But I like these team-ups.
Yeah, though. I like these team-ups, yeah.
But see, the team-ups are cool for the moment, but then once Double or Nothing, and once again, I guess it's like a let's see what happens thing, but then after Double or Nothing, which I do think, and we'll give our predictions.
You have two sets of tag teams.
I do think there will be new tag team champions in Vegas.
Yeah, we know that, yeah. Will Hobbs and Ricky Starks. My bad. Like, yeah, it's gonna be them too. Like I said, last year's, this is the year of Team Taz.
I didn't like the show 100%, but it did what it needed
to do. I agree.
They got two championships, two tag team championships. That's always something. The Ring of Honor tag team championships.
See, but the thing though is, I'm not watching AEW for ROH. I'm watching AEW for AEW.
They're not doing anything with the championship though.
And you're giving FTR. Granted, you're giving FTR the TV time, which is great because people were complaining about that before, and that's fine. But once again, I tuned in to TNT TBS for AEW Dynamite. If I wanted to watch ROH, I'm gonna need that to be completely separate. Because now, I mean, I get it. Because now you're starting to simultaneously build for Double Nothing, but also build for the Forbidden Door, because then you had Jeff Cobb and the other dude come out. So I get that, but it is just like,
they are treating ROH like ECW was treated by WWE.
But I'm sitting here like, but you have your own tag team champions that you are not showcasing at all.
They are. They're Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
No, at Double or Nothing, but I mean like on regular ass TV.
They do. Yeah, they was feuding, yeah.
They did a match. Yeah. It was a three-way match.
It was a three, but it was which is fine, but I mean, before that, if I asked you a month ago, yo, who's the AEW Tag Team Champions?
Jurassic Express.
Yeah.
I would know, actually, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, me too.
But you also got to understand, this is just a company that towel's not on every week. We just got to accept that.
But see, my thing is, the talent every week thing is fine, but then, I don't know, just the not differentiation of ROH still bothers me. It's still
ROH like is the equivalent of ECW to WWE. That's what it is.
That's so bad.
And nobody wants to admit that.
That's so sad.
What you said?
ROH is what ECW was to WWE.
So basically is basically AEW ROH.
Yes.
Just like WWE ECW.
Yes, they're doing the same exact thing. Like,
oh, I guess because when Bobby was ECW champion, he was on Raw.
Yeah, they're doing the same exact thing.
That wasn't my favorite time of wrestling.
What?
Now that I think
WWE
about it.
ECW?
Yeah.
The only thing that's missing is Tony Khan in a do-rag and being ROH champion. Yo, imagine if he does that?
Yo, so speaking about that, that's why I wanted to bring up MLW, because I found the Spanish Vince McMahon on MLW and it by far tickled the fuck out of me. So.
What's his name? La Vince?
No, it's, fuck. Fuck his name. Durant something. Shit. Oh, fuck. It started with a C. Durant. He got a match with Alex Hammerstone. That's why I said he was
the Spanish. Oh, Alex Hammerstone was with the beard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's my nigga. I like
him. He's their world champion.
He nice.
So,
fuck. Shout out to Casey Navarro, killing over there. Enzo be beating his ass.
Yo, so, okay. So, now, good we can talk about this now. Because I was like, so I was, once again, just chilling at home before we came and recording. And I was like, you know what? I haven't watched. I was trying to figure out something to watch. And I was like, I don't really want to watch WWE. And I'm going to watch that. I said, yo, let me watch MLW because I haven't watched it in a few weeks. So I played it on YouTube because they still were. What I love about them is they'll record weeks of tapings in one sitting. So the episode I saw was actually from an episode they recorded while WrestleMania weekend, like in Dallas. But the fact that we are not talking about Calvin Tankman and EJ being the tag team champions is outrageous. And I had to be like, all right, we got to bring this up. Because two strong black men being the world tag team champions of MLW, we have to acknowledge that.
We got to get them on the show.
We got to also Tri-State Area, MLW will be at Melrose Ballroom June the 23rd. It's a Thursday night. Tickets, I think, are on sale now.
We're going to be in the house, right?
Yeah, because I got a nice little hookup. So, unbeknownst to me. But they're going to do Battle Riot, which, if you don't know, is a 40-man. It's their version of Royal Rumble, but it's a unique twist because you can eliminate somebody by pinfall submission or throwing them over the top rope.
Pretty dope.
So, actually, yeah.
That makes the match go faster.
Yeah. So, every minute someone enters, it's a 40-man entry thing. But they've already announced Killer Cross will be... He was supposed to be, but he didn't want a job.
No, because
which
like,
is fine.
What, his wife?
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah,
I absolutely listen.
Stop playing my wife.
When you have a brand and when you care about it, it's okay to say no.
It's like The Rock on his movies.
Oh my gosh!
How do we always wrap around back into Dwayne?
Because we're
Johnson?
Episodic.
We always find a way. To wrap around back to
shout out to the fans who've been on with day one that get all the day one jokes, last week jokes. Shit. Shout out my nigga Bam.
That shit is hilarious. But yeah, MLW is definitely doing their damn thing. And I like the Enzo and Casey Navarro thing. I thought it because Enzo was like, I'm doing an open challenge. I was like, Enzo doing an open challenge?
But
it's like, what the fuck is going on? on here?
Enzo, like, he's on, like, good steroids.
But I'm asleep. But no, if you have not, everybody feels it's hard to find MLW. You can watch MLW on YouTube.
Literally. Type in MLW.
And they have a new episode premiering at midnight tonight, for those that are watching on the live feed. But they're definitely doing things that I feel like, once again, as wrestling fans, you should definitely explore and extend your palette of wrestling. Because that kind of helps balance the negativity.
Yo, niggas be fighting, like, random places.
Backstage, but that's how the Spanish Vince McMahon ended up challenging Alex Hammerstone, because they did a conference with Rich Holiday, because they've been feuding for months, and they did some dumbass, like, news conference thing, and fucking Hammerstone knocks out the Spanish Vince McMahon. So he's like the booker. He's the TV booker. So, and he does a lot of, like, that Aztec underground shit. So
the nigga that was in Lucha Underground.
Yes.
That's my guy. Okay.
So so this week he hit the niggas, because they was like the fate of Alex Hammerstone the entire fucking episode. It was fucking hilarious. And then they get to him talking, and he's like, he sold the fuck out of what happened to him, because he had a whole ice pack over his eye. Sold it. And he's like, the only way I'm going to be able to really deal with Alex Hammerstone is doing it myself. So I'm challenging him for the world title.
It's hilarious.
Yo, so this week's episode is him challenging Alex Hammerstone. So please make sure to go on YouTube to either tonight or tomorrow.
Understand.
And check that out. It's to me.
Shout out to Mayan Reed.
I love just, like, different things going on in wrestling. And I feel like at times we always just focus on AEW, WWE, and the battle and the ongoing struggle. And it's just, like, there are other things
it's
out
fun.
There. NWA is always out there, too. Yeah. Mickie James, Nick Aldis is on that.
Shout out to Nick Aldis.
Titus got an NWA television title. Like, how you go from back from CNBC back into wrestling is beyond me. But there's so many things out there.
He was on Fox.
Oh, yeah. He was on a Republican shit.
Yeah.
I just can't remember which one.
He sort of check.
But no, I heavily encourage everyone listening and watching.
All right.
Find something else to watch. All right, let's get into this AEW prediction.
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing. Their 3-year anniversary. It's been 3 years since the inception.
Dang.
What has been some of your favorite moments throughout the 3 years of AEW? What's those moments that have stuck out to you?
Probably one of the best moments was when Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson debuted.
Yeah,
that was a real, like, shift in the industry.
Yeah,
that was probably one of my favorite ones.
For me, honestly, is any coffin match Darby Allin has done, hands down. I think he's definitely, and that he's another one that I feel like he's like in that lost and shuffle, which I feel like is unfortunate. And as much as I love Sting, unlike others, I do feel like it is time for him to kind of go on his own and do his own thing.
Yeah.
But hopefully soon he'll be able to do that.
Me, I say my moments, dang. I have to say it's two of my favorite Darby Allin moments. You know, I love Darby Allin.
See, yeah, you know.
Darby Allin versus the Inner Circle. When he fought the Inner Circle, he was getting whooped. You know, I think Sammy had made a tag, and this thing of Darby Allin crawled to his corner. He did like this. Hot tag himself. He was a ball of fire. That's where I knew that was my favorite wrestler. The second time, Darby Allin versus Mero for the TNT title. I felt between Mero and Cody, that run was the best time for TNT title. Because, woo-wee, best time. Mero was whooping this boy, whooping, right from his daddy, Sting. And then he's crawling to Sting. He looked at Sting. Sting, you forgive me? Sting basically gave
him
that look.
He got him up. Yep. He gave him a pound. He gave him a fist pound. Also, too, I guess live action. CM Punk.
What are y'all guys' favorite AEW moments?
On the live.
Comment below.
And on YouTube, please let us know your favorite AEW moments. CM Punk debuted at Rampage?
Yeah.
I fucking lost it.
That was big.
At home. I was like, oh my God. And Mikey can tell you guys, I fucking popped. But it was like that quiet pop where I was just like, oh my God. And then at that moment, I made the decision because they had announced he was going to be on Dynamite. And Dynamite was in Milwaukee. So in that moment, I said, fuck it. I'm going to fly to Milwaukee, go to the Dynamite so I could go see CM Punk. So I flew into Chicago. We meet-ish. And shout out to Angie. Happy birthday, Angie. We drove up to Milwaukee and I met Chris. Shout out to Chris and Heels for Life podcast. I met him for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And we all went. I got him a ticket to Dynamite. I said, listen, bro, we out. We gonna go. So I went there. And then the stadium show at in here in New York was pretty cool.
Their live shows are fun.
And then the one, and me and Danny went to the Newark one, too.
I went to the Newark one.
You was just up there.
I got like a $20 ticket. I hopped on the train.
Yeah, I bought that ticket day of. I was like,
were you sleeping or something? It's like, oh, yeah, AW time.
No, so... it was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I think you had said it in the chat. He's like, is anybody going to the show? I was like, there's a show tonight? And I was like, well, I don't have a late client. I don't have a 6:30 client. I'm done at 5:30. So I was like, fuck it. So I just bought like a $20 ticket, $28 ticket. I went, paid my ticket, went there, bought a hot dog. I was talking to God.
Yeah, he was talking to God. And I wish I would have known that because I had got the ticket. I got the ticket maybe 3 hours before the show, and we were dead, like almost on the floor.
But it's
so I wish he was.
Their shows are fun because the one thing about their live shows, especially in New York, because New York is like a wrestling hub. You see a lot of fans. You meet a lot of people from the community at AEW shows. WWE shows, you don't see that as many.
Oh, wow.
So in my opinion, but like...
say, really?
Mm-mm. People around our age, I see that more at AEW shows.
Yeah, WWE is going to have more of the family base.
Yeah, and like...
but it's still like, I still feel like I see...
I don't see as many. I see more...
that I know.
I see more AEW, people that I know at AEW shows. Like a lot more, and it's just... like when we went to the one in Queens, like that was a moment. It was like we haven't seen Tati in mad long. Tati was there.
What?
Exactly.
You want to laugh?
Yeah.
My dad was there.
What the fuck? See what I mean? Am I right?
It's hilarious. So see? It was so funny because we were.
Your dad watched wrestling?
We talk about wrestling all the time, low key. When I was a kid, he took me to my first wrestling show, like my first pay per view.
I just thought he just took you because he's your dad.
No. Like that's something we bonded over was wrestling. I kind of got him into it, but no, wow. It's funny because I had told Mikey like the next day. So we were leaving, and you know the let out is when you really see like everybody that you know. So we leave in the stadium. It's kind of taking forever. It's after midnight. Niggas is tired. Niggas want to go home, and. I had, but you know, everybody, you know how we take that, you know, like a group picture in the front. So we were walking to like get everybody together to take a picture. And then I feel somebody tap me behind me. I'm like, the hell? And then it's my dad. I'm like, oh, hey, how are you? I'm literally having a conversation with him low key in the cut. And Mikey's kind of in front of me. And it's the funniest thing because I'm just like, yeah, nah, you're not at that level yet, bro. You got to sit here in this background.
So they never
talk to me. No. And then we were talking. And then I said, okay, I'm leaving. Bye. And he said, bye. And then the next day, I told Mikey, I was like, you know, I said, you know, my dad was standing next to you, low key. He was like, what? I said, yeah. But that goes to saying wrestling brings everybody together.
You saw your Kumbaya. Dad?
Yeah. And then the funniest thing is that he had went to Comic-Con. And
you like comic books? After,
yeah. My dad is a nerd. He's a geek. He, video games, all that shit, Funko Pops.
Sounds like a cool dad.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, God. He used to DJ. All that shit.
I gotta meet your daddy.
It's too bad him and your mom don't get along.
Yeah.
It's not that they don't get along. It's just that they have no reason to talk no more because niggas is grown. But whatchamacallit. Remember we went to Comic-Con. That was my first time going. And I only went for the panel.
Yeah, you told me that.
And then the Saturday, I guess, is the big day. And it sells out. So my dad had texted me and was like, yo, I got an extra ticket for Saturday. You want to come? Because I think AEW was doing the panel thing that Saturday. And I was like, well, I got to work, so I can't. But he knows, because I always complain, I guess, because he watches the show sometimes, too.
God damn it.
Shout out
to Daddy HR.
he tells me, he's like, I always tell him about Tony Schiavone. And everybody that knows and watches the podcast knows I love Tony Schiavone.
Yeah, he's good.
And I feel like these niggas disrespect him all the time. But he actually went to Tony Schiavone, because Tony Schiavone was doing a signing for the comic book that he had released.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad had got me a copy of a signed comic from Tony Schiavone. So that's just AEW talks and stuff like that. But yeah, AEW brings people together, I guess.
What?
I told you.
What the, guys? This one is on the floor.
I know that Darby, wow, like Darby, I know your dad like wrestling like that.
Yeah. We used to always go all the time. So, and then, yeah, and then he, yeah, so he sometimes he watches the podcast and stuff like that.
Oh, he does?
And remember, he's actually, I think, in the Facebook group too, because remember you asked me, and I was like, yeah, that's my dad.
He be talking to Facebook group?
I think he sees it. I don't think he talks. My man is old, so he not he about to have to conversate with all y'all niggas. But, wow.
Daddy,
but
yeah, HR.
Just a little fun background story. But
no,
yeah.
Mama HR came to Java Slam too. You never know. He might bring your family together.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. But.
So you won't die, so like you won't fight your dad to Java Slam?
I may.
You didn't invite him to the first one?
No.
Why did you invite him to the first one?
Because my mom was coming.
So? Maybe they might rekindle some love.
They're not. We definitely had a family. That's definitely not happening.
So you say that you can't. How do you know that? Maybe she.
Oh, I can call my mother right now.
Maybe you're gonna see her from the distance and be like, man, she looking thick.
He can, but she won't. She not gonna be. Nah, she not with that
shit. Then that Lionel Richie comes on. Hello? Was it me you're looking for?
She's gonna say no.
And he goes, I can see it in your eyes.
And she's gonna still say no.
You know he was stalking a blind woman in that music video?
Excuse me?
You ever seen a music video for it?
No, what?
You never seen a Lionel Richie? Yo, son, watch the video with Mikey tonight. It's a classic. He was stalking a blind woman.
What?
Because the song is about hello.
That shit is wild.
Is it me you're looking for?
Wait, so he, first of all, that's wild disrespectful. Oh. For you to tell someone blind, are you looking for me? Knowing they can't see.
Oh, I think she liked him, and she made like a statue of him. They were in art class together.
This is
he
wild.
Was his I think, if I remember correctly, she was the professor. He was her professor. So it's a little extra creepy, too.
It's beyond, it's creepy at the
so
fact
how old was she then?
He's stalking
I don't
a
know.
Blind
he was stalking,
woman.
He's stalking his blind. It was a lot of stalking done in early R&B.
First of all, it's
music, no, think about the
music
early.
Music in the 80s is problematic as fuck.
It's a lot of stalking.
Just like with this, Mr. Telephone Man, down my baby's number.
Nigga, she blocked you, or she don't want to talk to you. Like, that's a stalker song.
First of all, that is actually a song before its time, because that definitely sounds like Siri.
Yeah.
Siri, can you call? That is that's an old thing.
Even with that song, Cool It Down. Like, that was a creepy song. Cool it down. Gonna lose control. Being too horny. Now, stop. Exactly, be too horny.
Were they talking about sex? Were they fucking?
Come on, man.
All right. AEW predictions. Is that just threw me for a loop.
Let's start off with the first.
For the buy-in, you got your boy, Hook.
Hook.
Hook and Danhausen. Danhausen, Hook.
Danhausen and Hook winning. They have to, yeah.
Versus Mark Sterling. I like the fact that Mark Sterling wrestles, but that's even here and there. And Tony Nese.
Yeah.
Hook and Danhausen takes the cake.
Next.
They have the Death Triangle, which includes Pac, Penta, and Rey, versus the House of Black.
House of Death Triangle.
Death Triangle need a W, yeah. Because Weston just came back.
Yeah.
Rey Fénix.
Oh, and speaking about that, there's some conflictions for Forbidden Door, because there's a Triple H show the same day.
Oh, by the way, they moved Money in the Bank to a smaller arena.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was a breaking news.
I mean, it shouldn't have been in the stadium anyway. That's a lot for two in 1 month.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And you know what's crazy? It wasn't the ticket that was expensive. It was the flight. Like, the flight wasn't like $800 to Vegas.
Yeah.
I'd have went to Money in the
Bank. So what's next?
You have the Young Bucks versus the Hardy Boys. I think the Hardys may win.
No, the Bucks are winning. Even though that match
momentum. The name of momentum going into like the
Forbidden Door. Probably gonna be trash.
Yeah. No. Cause like
Matt's Bucks in it. Won the last time they fought. So that's why I'm kinda going off of that. I'm like, I think Hardy's gonna win. And that's another one where I feel like they kinda like dropped the ball in building that. They did a little bit of it, but it was just like could have been a little.
They should have built it a lot better. Like they should just stuff outside.
They should have done a little more.
Anyways, next Mama Bear.
Anarchy. Why is Chris Jericho a wizard?
Oh, because he throw fireballs at people's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wizards do that?
Yes.
That's what Magic out of his hands. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, Jericho, listen, shout out to Jericho.
It's branding.
For reinventing yourself at every fucking cost. And then I realized last night for the first time, I was like, yo, he definitely got the Inner Circle light with him.
Yeah.
And I think it's the funniest thing. My man substituted Ortiz and Santana.
For lighter people.
For the wannabe D'Angelo's from NXT.
Yeah.
And then then Sammy laughed and then got another Daniel Garcia. Like, what the fuck?
Like, he got like a little browner, Sammy Guevara. Instead of Puerto Ricans, he got Italians.
He got Italians. Hilarious. Yeah. United Nations of Jericho. So you got the Anarchy in the Arena. You got the Jericho Appreciation Society versus DB, Eddie Kingston, John Moxley, and Ortiz and Santana. Yo, that shit with Daniel Bryan and his foot getting caught was wild.
Wow.
I didn't like that at all. That shit was like... He's okay, right?
Yeah. But
that happened in WCW.
Wild.
They said like how that's the problem with like elevated ramps. I mean, but ramps, I feel because like, yeah, you get trapped with it. It happened. It? Yeah. WCW.
I'm not negating it, but I feel there's someone else that does an elevated that I just saw. I was like,
oh. It probably was Impact.
It could have been Impact.
Yeah.
But who's taking the stadium Anarchy in an arena?
Oh, that's is definitely Blackpool and Blackpool and Eddie Kingston and LA Les, because they need it more because they're new.
They do, yeah.
But
because it's Jericho, you think they're gonna give it to him?
Correct. we got the AEW Tag Team Championship on the line. You have the champions, Jurassic Express. Versus Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland versus Ricky Starks, FTW champion, and my good friend and our good friend of the show, Will Hobbs. I definitely, as I mentioned earlier, see there will be a new tag team champion. It doesn't matter.
As long as the black people
win. Yeah, like, doesn't matter. It's a win and win in my book. You feel me?
It's a W
regardless, dude. I'm cheering. Dang.
I do think this is the moment where you see Christian turn on them.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because what's Christian's doing?
Either Christian or Dino Douche. That's what Cornette calls him. Or the Jurassic guy. One of them.
I really hate that gimmick.
It's not even a real dinosaur. Like,
I think it's the most...
And then the sound he makes is not even a dinosaur. Like,
I get it, but I don't...
There's no follow-through.
My niggas, everybody's all for it. I'm just not. I am not a fan. I think it's dumb as shit.
But I do think...
it sells merch, probably. I met him. He's a really nice guy.
The Jungle Boy kid, though, he's talented. And I do like...
Oh, no. He's out of here.
I do like him a lot.
You know, and they fired Marco Stunt. Like, he don't exist, right? Bastards. Well, they should have made Marco Stunt versus Big Show.
That was my mans, too, son.
That was. You always talked about Marco Stunt.
That was my mans.
We got the finals of the Owen Hart Foundation Tournament. On the men's side, you have Adam Cole.
And Britt Baker.
Samoa Joe, who is the current Ring of Honor World Television Champion. Shout out to Caprice Coleman for being on commentary last night.
That's the black
too.
Guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was happy to see Caprice on there. That was dope. Samoa Joe, Adam Cole.
You know Adam Cole going to win.
This looks very familiar.
Yeah. you get Adam Cole to win. And Britt Baker's going to win too.
Yeah, they don't have... Because I think that final, I think it's Ruby Soho versus Chris Statlander, but it's on Rampage.
Rampage!
Which has been, yo, I feel bad for Tony because them times on Rampage has been so up down because of the finals and hockey and baseball. Like, he's getting hooked left and right because of sports. Like, they even have a contingency plan because Boston-Miami?
Mm-hmm.
If they go to Game 7, it's the same time as Double or Nothing. So he already says he has a game plan. Contingency ready to go if that becomes that. That if they go to Game 7?
So he's talking about it. They're doing a contingency plan where...
They're going to keep all the hot shit later in the show.
Later in the show. No. Like, niggas ain't watching the same shit. For the most part.
He worries too much about that shit.
He worries way... And I saw that shit, so I was like, yo, why are you doing this?
The difference between Vince and him. Vince just put his dick out.
There's been times I've heard that Vince kind of, like, maneuvers some shit around.
Of course, yeah.
But at the same time, like, You know what's crazy? If the product is good,
yeah,
niggas gonna stay. People gonna stay and watch it.
You know the difference between him and Vince? Vince is coming out of, when Vince was started WWE, it was survival. Tony's not.
So my,
Tony's coming out on some like, I got daddy's money. There's no consequences to his actions.
So like I've mentioned before,
he doesn't like confrontation
at all.
That's the difference.
I don't blame him either, low key.
But that's the difference between him and Vince, though.
Yo, yeah, Vince don't give a fuck. Like I said what I said.
And besides, Vince came from poverty.
Yeah, so he.
So when you come from poverty, you have a different like killer instinct.
That's wild. Yeah, Mikey sent me that too. The Money in the Bank, the MGM Grand,
yeah,
Garden Arena, in Vegas.
Yeah, they
which
so
is smarter.
They moved it because they had to.
Yeah, if you yeah, Money in the Bank is not a stadium style pay per view, and you haven't built it to that.
Unless you have The Rock and Money in the Bank.
And also too, where it is, like that plays a part of people either coming or not, and that's important because no one wants to go. Like flights are wild expensive right now.
So. How much are the flights?
We looked at it. The flight to Vegas was $700. It was $700-$800 just to even go. Like,
why is it so much money?
In and out. The demand, gas prices up.
Hey, gas prices fucking up the money.
Yeah.
Dang, Jim Jones said this a couple of years ago.
He did?
Yeah, he said that. He said something, the gas prices are rising. Yeah. Oh, he said it's balling.
I was about to say, do you know how long ago balling was?
Exactly.
Are you trying to say he was a prophet? He saw that shit coming?
Yeah, he probably did.
Listen, I'm sorry to think my brother is right. Maybe us putting the brooms up, maybe did tear up.
Okay, no, we're going to move on. We got for the TBS Championship, Jade versus Anna Jay. I'm not doing
Jade,
this with y'all.
Jade is winning.
Jade, of course.
I'm saying that without that broom, there will be no AW.
I'm definitely not listening. MJF versus Warlord.
Warlord loses. My nigga, Warlord?
Yo, first of all, I was just upset at the fact that they really tried to sell me on him not being able to get out of them handcuffs.
I believe that.
I need y'all to do better than that.
I believe that.
The moment that MJF looked in them hoochie-coochie shorts that he had on and looked at he didn't find that key, I said...
He's going to WWE.
He's going to fucking
you know,
do this.
Like, you know, like, come on. That's a sign because he's wearing the Shawn Michaels shorts.
That was the short Shawn Michaels wore, yeah, when he was a ref.
You know how people say dumb shit like that.
No, but that's actually pretty valid.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I wouldn't have connected that him going to the either.
But honestly, though, like, I will wear those shorts at a Jobber Slam to ref, though.
You're going to wear poom-poom shorts to Jobber Slam to ref?
If I have to, yes.
Oh, we got to talk about the certain things for Jobber Slam.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, we fair.
We got the AEW Women's title match where we have Serena Deeb versus Thunder Rosa.
It's not, I'm like, I know the match gonna be fuego sauce, but it's just like, nigga.
Nobody cares.
You feel
You're
me?
Not invested.
You feel
You're
me?
Not
in, it's
that's
just
my,
like,
it's my issue.
Like, my nigga, like, they're putting on, you know what gets you upset? The women are doing their part, but Tony's not putting money behind it. Is you're trying to sell me this Ferrari, but you didn't clean it. It's filthy. I don't want it. Sell me it. Shine it up. You understand? You're doing all this stuff, though. You know, like you're not advertising it. What are you doing? Whoever is doing their, you know, public relations fucking suck. Because literally.
It's Tony doing it.
He's terrible. He's terrible. Because literally, I would have them out. Oh, you in New York? Do New York shit. Santana and them. Yo, have like, yo, AEW New York. Come on, you should have bring Santana and them onto you on Good Morning America. Bring on your New York wrestlers. Come on, Eddie Kingston, bring on your New York wrestlers. Oh, this nigga, this might be my uncle. I'm gonna watch this. Different towns, bring on your wrestlers on with you. What are you doing? And this is the one thing I have to say that I'm tired to comparing it to, but it's like, this is why WWE is WWE, because Vince came from desperation. He said, yo, I put this company on my back. If WrestleMania don't go, I'm broke. This is why he does things he does.
My man made wrestling essential. The end. I think for the sake of her title reign, I do think Thunder Rosa should win. I'm not against Serena Deeb winning, though.
Me either.
I'm not against that, but I think
I'm against
the purpose.
I am totally.
I'm not against it because Serena Deeb, what she was doing before was doing that like 5 minutes of challenge shit. And I think Serena Deeb as champion, she may be able to elevate.
No, she's not charismatic enough. Like, I don't think you understand. When you're a champion.
Who? Serena Deeb?
Yeah, when you're a champ, you have to be charismatic.
Well, it doesn't. In their product, you don't have to be.
It's not going to hit. And I get what you're saying. Like, oh, that shit would be dope. But, nigga, no.
It's business.
Ew.
It's business.
It's not ill. Don't do that, but.
Son, she's not good on the mic, bro.
She's not.
I don't want. Then there's gonna pull down a women's division.
It's already down because you know what? Because you literally sacrificed your entire women's division to highlight Britt Baker. The end. So that shit is already down. Don't get me started. Last but not least, that shit aggravates me. Cause like what? No, that shit is dumb. Cause now that Britt does have the title, who's any looking for any type of women's division?
That is true though. Britt Baker had like the Britt Baker towel at Pittsburgh. It's like a big deal when you go to Pittsburgh. You're right.
Shit is terrible.
Again.
AEW World Heavyweight Championship will be contested.
I think Punk's gonna win.
What do you think?
Punk is winning. He has to, yeah. He has to.
So I'm going to go against the grain. Why? Because I realized that after last night's promo, I said if they really want to do something with his title reign, Hangman Page should retain his title. And I say that, and it goes to what you said earlier in terms of building something for the later. If Hangman wins, it still gives them the opportunity to build something between either him and Punk for All Out.
Yeah.
Which would then go right back to Chicago. So I think that Hangman should win. I think the next 3 months they should continue to building and giving him the heel heat so that he goes into All Out, full blown heel, gets booed, getting the heat from the fans. No one's giving a fuck about cowboy shit. To then where you redo the CM Punk and Hangman Page at All Out, and then you give Punk the title. That's what I would do. But I'm not Tony Khan. But if you are in the tri-state area and you want to see Double or Nothing and you haven't gotten bum-ass tickets at a movie theater, come to Legends.
Description below.
You can RSVP not only on our Facebook page, our Messenger us, hit one of us up.
Description below.
You can definitely come out. Make sure to come early because seats definitely fill up for AEW. But if you do want to be in the confines of your home, you will have the opportunity to purchase it on Bleacher Report. As well as on pay-per-view. So make sure to do that. Next week, we'll discuss the fallout of Double or Nothing. We'll discuss Hell in a Cell, Cody's first Hell in a Cell. And we'll also talk about next week. We didn't get to talk about this week. I want to talk about what's next for the Bloodline. What is next? So once again, RSVP Legends will be back this Sunday and then the following Sunday for Hell in a Cell. You can make sure to RSVP for that. Make sure if you're in the Tri-State area, Juneteenth weekend, 18th and 19th, Black Wrestle Fest, make sure to go to blackwrestlefest.com for tickets and information.
It will be description below.
Thank you so much to everyone that tuned in this afternoon. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. August 20th, Jobber Slam 2. More information will be coming as the weeks move on, but we're excited. As always, I'm Janelle from HR here with Sir Wilkins and Mr. Black. #BlackExcellence. #WeAreOut.